With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Following the failure to reach a deal at U.S.-Iran peace talks, the U.S. military is set to enact a naval blockade on Iranian ports on the Strait of Hormuz. That blockade takes effect at 10 this morning Eastern. President Trump has unleashed a long tirade against Pope Leo XIV.
In a lengthy social media post, the president lashed out at the American-born Pope after the Catholic Church leader criticized the U.S. war against Iran. Donald Trump said he didn't think Pope Leo was doing a very good job, that he caters to the radical left, and that the Pope is in no position to criticize a president who was, in Trump's words, doing exactly what he was elected to do. He later told reporters that the only reason Leo was chosen to be the Pope was because Donald Trump was the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's endorsement wasn't enough to secure Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban another term. He lost his re-election bid, defeated by challenger Peter Majdor. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow says Orban maintained friendly relations with the Kremlin.
For years, Mr. Orban has been a pro-Russia, pro-Putin leader of an EU country who opposed further sanctions against Moscow and recently blocked a 90 billion euro EU loan to Ukraine. But Moscow may well consider that when it comes to Hungary, it still has some cards to play. The country is heavily dependent on Russian energy. That won't change anytime soon.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell's abrupt exit from the California governor's race leaves his rivals scrambling to lock down his former supporters in a crowded contest with no clear leader. Swalwell insists the sexual assault allegations against him are false. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 240 points. This is SRN News. Americans are turning sour on Israel.
According to the latest numbers from the Pew Research Center, 60% of adults have a negative view of the Jewish state, up from 53% 1 year ago and up 20 points from 2022. Democrats are a lot more down on Israel than Republicans. 80% of Democrats have a negative view versus 41% of Republicans. Amongst religious groups in this country, white evangelicals and Jews have the most positive views of Israel. Michael Harrington reporting.
The faith-based artificial intelligence market is expanding, and with it comes new concerns on the part of pastors and theologians. One of the more troubling offerings is an AI Christ that offers prayer and words of encouragement for $2 a minute. As AI tools designed with religion in mind become increasingly commonplace, many are reckoning with how these technologies shape people's relationship to faith and spiritual guidance. This is SRN News. Water woes in one coastal city on the Gulf of America.
Corpus Christi, Texas is on the verge of a water crisis. Years of drought have depleted the community's water reserves, and now the city is scrambling to prevent a shortage. Experts hadn't expected such a bad drought, and things got worse when Corpus Christi increased its water sales to big industrial customers. City Manager Peter Zanoni says it's unlikely the city will run out of water, but without significant rainfall or new sources, residents may have to cut back on water use, and the city's refineries and petrochemical plants would have to operate with less water. I'm Donna Warder.
Golfer Rory McIlroy has taken his place in Augusta National history as the only fourth back-to-back champion, joining Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods in that very exclusive club of repeat winners. More details, srnnews.com.